This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number three. It's time for our Monday Mortgage Minute, where Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage joins us every Monday. We get an update of what's going on in the housing, real estate, / mortgage world. Kurt, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? I'm still wearing my rain suit.
Yeah, I think most of us are. Exactly. Yeah, it'll end at some point, as always.
Once the legs get filled up, we'll be good.
Hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with that. All right, I was reading some things even last week and through the weekend. Housing supplies in this Front Range area, even all of Colorado for that matter, Kurt, we are still way behind. In fact, I read some numbers this morning that as a state, we are 114,000 units behind right now.
And I'm reading the same stuff you are, and I'm hearing the same thing from my customers in the marketplace. There are not enough homes to meet the demand. There's still, 33% of the homes, and I talked about this the other day, are selling for over asking price. There's bidding wars. I had a customer that he was $15,000 above the asking price. Somebody came in and wrote a check for cash, and he lost it. So those are still happening out there. 77% of the loans are closing within 30 days.
Okay. Now, how is the... Which, by the way, demand is still up. The housing supply is short. It's why we haven't seen a huge dip in the housing market. We're not going to, by the way. I don't believe, Kurt, what you and I have predicted along those lines is still happening. And we didn't have a crystal ball. You just look at the simple data and the math on it, and it's pretty easy to determine what's going to happen. How, though, is the unemployment end of things helping with some of that? Or is it?
When you think about, and you bring that up, simple common sense when you look at things, if you look back to 2008, which many people are trying to say that's what's going to happen again now, the homes are going to depreciate. There's a major difference that's common sense. What was the unemployment then? 12%. What's the unemployment now? 3%. If people are working and paying their bills, they're not going to lose their home. So the values aren't going down because there's a glut of homes. There's still not enough homes. People still, we got unemployment in the low 3s. No, unemployment is going to prevent that from happening, and that's just common sense.
I agree. All right, for all of you listening, you can get a hold of Kurt, 720-895-0500. Also, Kurt, what do you think inflation's going to do? I know we talked about last time you were on, but what are your thoughts on inflation?
Inflation, when you look at inflation, most people look at the CPI, which is Consumer Price Index, and that's been coming down, but they average that over a year. If you look at it month after month per month, our inflation rate is between 2.89 and 3.5, which is right where the Feds really want it to be. So you're going to start to see inflation take control of mortgage rates, and they're going to start coming down after July 21.
Okay.
I just have a hunch. July 21st is when it's all going to start.
Kurt takes over an hour of Haystack Help Radio, which is heard from noon to 1 each day here on KLZ. What are you doing tomorrow, Kurt?
I have this guy that runs a ministry out of Fort Collins about how it can help businesses, help whatever kind of help you need. It's all free. He just comes on and he talks about when you need help for your business, kind of like what you do, but it's from a spiritual point of view.
Okay, perfect. Kurt, I'll listen in. I appreciate that, sir.
Take care.
Have a great night. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Anything you need, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DOR.
Gino's Auto Service, anything your vehicle needs, Gino's can help you with. Full bumper-to-bumper service, including service while your vehicle is under warranty. They can do all of that as well. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is celebrating 40 years in business. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA brake purchase of $250 or more. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Gino's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Gino's anniversary NAPA brake special. For 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Group insurance analysts, anything you need when it comes to insurance, they can handle it all, including business insurance. Find them at e-gia.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. JD, what's going on today?
Oh, man, too much to list. Wanted to chime in first on the housing thing. Property values here in Douglas County, as I think you know, went up. Mine went up $187,000. And that's $50,000 more than I bought this house for 25 years ago.
Wow. And really quick, I meant to mention something. You just reminded me of something. Appeals for property taxes, everybody listening, those have to be in, either postmarked, turned in, online, whatever you do, by Thursday.
Yep, the 8th.
So make sure everybody was reminded of that. I'll keep reminding everybody the next few days, JD. But, yeah, those of you that want to appeal that, make sure you get that done by Thursday. So, sorry, continue on.
Well, it chaps me because, you know, I'm medium income, you know, just kind of humble, whatever. And even last year, especially after COVID and everything, my property taxes were three times what my mortgage is.
Wow.
And so now it's going to
for some people, JD, that becomes unaffordable for certain folks.
Absolutely. And so there's your 115,000 homes that are short. People are just going to get booted out of them.
Yeah, some actually will. Now, again, if people will go in, and I spent, you know, a good portion of the last few weeks, you know, doing just that when it comes to the appeal process, and it's not that hard, folks. It's a little bit of work to do it, but JD, if enough folks will appeal it and get things back down to where they ought to be, which in most cases you're going to have an increase, but it should be slight, not the dramatic increase everybody is seeing.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
Out of control.
It is out of control completely. It's not justified, by the way.
And just arbitrary numbers too. Like, oh,
that's
we're
right.
going to make it worth this much, and what are they going to do next year? Oh, now you're $1 million homes.
And, well, I mean, for everybody listening too, I actually put this on my reason for appeal was this rate increase or this increase in my value was done by a computer algorithm, not by somebody evaluating what's actually going on with my home in my neighborhood. And by the way, I think that needs to be one of the things you state on why you're appealing it is a computer did this. Nobody double checked anything to see if it was even accurate. They just threw it out there, JD.
Well, and the thing from a moral standpoint, we all know that's kind of a moot point these days. Why am I getting punished for making a smart decision 25 years ago?
Very true.
And buying in the right neighborhood.
Very true. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
Now again, really quick for everybody listening, just to make sure that we give everybody the whole story here, JD, this is a ploy, in my opinion. The assessors won't say this, but this is literally a ploy from the left in Colorado to end up doing an end around Tabor so they can then start tapping into Tabor funds, because that's what this proposition that's going to be on the ballot that Polis put out in November. It's going to be basically to say, hey, we can lower taxes. If we lower your property taxes, though, and we have any kind of a shortfall, we'll just dip into Tabor refunds instead.
Nope. And once they get their hand in the cookie jar, it's never coming
out.
That's
right, JD. 100%. Yep.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks for letting me rant on that.
No, that needed talked about today anyway, so I'm glad you brought it up. It was kind of in my notes. It wasn't quite at this time, but it's perfect. It's done. No, we needed to talk about it. Good stuff.
And for anybody out there, I won't name my particular guy, but there are lawyers that specialize in getting your property taxes reduced, and my guy charges... a percentage of what he saves me.
You know what? Yeah. A lot of them will do that. And by the way, JD, thanks for mentioning that. For some folks, Charlie and I talked about this on air, a couple of weeks ago, probably a month ago, actually, when all this first came out. For some that really don't understand the websites and have the time, you know, maybe have the time but don't have all the understanding of what it takes to go through the appeal process, JD, nothing wrong with using some of those individuals. So as a matter of fact, if you want to send me who you have, I'll add that to my list. If anybody is you know, questioning who do I have, you know, give me some help, I can pass that on. So send me that info, JD.
I'd be happy to, yeah.
That would help.
So I was parked in front of my dad's house, and a neighbor backed into one of the doors on my pickup truck, and this was a month and a half ago, and it's taken me that long to get an appointment for an estimate.
Okay.
And no, I have not used your guy yet. This was just a couple of shops near my house. And I was wondering if you have any tips and tricks about dealing with these people and what to look out for scam-wise or if they try to say, oh, well, we need to replace the whole door versus, you know, pulling it out or
No,
whatever.
Great question. No, I'm glad you asked because there's a lot of folks that are even dealing with this when it comes to hail damage and even things along those lines. So if it's a pretty good-sized dent, I would not personally allow that to be fixed. I want a new door, and I want a new door from what brand of vehicle are you driving?
Okay. Dodge.
Okay, so I would want a new door from Ram in this case, and not an aftermarket door, but I want a new door from Ram. And how old is it, JD? How old a truck?
Yeah, it's 2007.
Okay, so 2007... they could probably, you know, get that door and blend the panels around it without having to do a complete paint. But you're going to want to make sure somebody that really understands the paint end of things does it correctly. And I'm assuming whoever backed into you, their insurance company's handling all of this.
They want to do it out of pocket.
Okay, that's fine. We want to do it correctly.
Yep.
And then again, good question. So yes, we want to put a complete door on it. We want to make sure we get our paint done correctly. We're not going to skimp. We're not going to do, you know, we're not going to fix that door and go that route. We want a new complete door, and especially if it's caved in. I don't want that door fixed. I want a brand new one.
Yeah, it's cratered pretty good.
Yeah, I want a new door.
The window only goes down. It doesn't go up.
Perfect. You just told me enough on that yes, we want a whole new door.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And make sure they get you a complete door. And again, you get to the right. In fact, you go to the guy that I gave you. They'll make sure they do all that correctly. And again, having the right collision center that you're dealing with. And in your case, you're at the driver. You know, you're always in the driver's seat, but especially in this case.
Yeah. They're really nice folks next door, but it was just an unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah. No, things happen. I mean, that's why they're called accidents.
A month and a half. Just to get an estimate.
Unreal. Not shocked, especially now with all the hail we've had. It's going to get worse, JD.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But, okay, keep up God's work.
We'll do it.
We'll wrap at you later.
All right, JD, thanks again. And let me know if you need more help on the collision end of things. Craig in Wheat Ridge, what's going on?
Hey, John. You're exactly right. You know, the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment is what is responsible for all of our property tax assessments going up.
I blame, again, you can blame the left, well, us as well, because we didn't do a good enough job of fighting and explaining what was going on there. There's a lot of folks that, you know, when that repeal was going on, it was sold everybody on a bill of goods that, this is going to make it fair. This is going to lower your taxes. This is going to make everybody that's in the commercial world, you know, because what's been happening is we've kept the residences, you know, the residential taxes down. The commercial guys have paid more. This is going to level the playing field for everybody. Let's appeal the Gallagher Amendment, and away we go. Well, this is what we get.
Well, you know, unlike being a private homeowner, a commercial business can pass those extra costs onto their clientele, their customers, their renters, whatever the case may be. You know, if it's a commercial building, then they're people they lease to, they can pass those extra costs on to them. Who do we pass the extra costs on to? Nobody. It comes out of our pocket.
Well, and in a way, it all does anyways, even if you're the customer of those other businesses, it still does. Here's what's happened, though, in this go-around, Craig, because I'm a commercial property owner and a residential owner as well. And here's what nobody's understanding, nor is it being talked about in the news. All of the properties have gone up equally. So the commercial guys didn't, you know, they're not paying any less, by the way, than what they would have been without Gallagher. Everybody, sorry for the language here, everybody's getting screwed, Craig.
Well, yeah, and then Polis steps up with this proposition HH.
Yep.
It should be called Preparation HH.
It ought to be called
because
that.
All it is a ploy to get into our Tabor refund and eventually eliminate any Tabor refund.
That's right.
And, you know, and it's going to be worded deceptively on the ballots. And again, to the low information voters, the people who don't really read into it, that don't read those books that you can get that say, this is what will happen if you vote this way, this is what will happen if you vote that way. We're all going to get screwed out of our Tabor refunds.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen. And this is going to be sold on. We're going to lower the bill that you got, you know, when everybody get their bills, the end of April, middle of April, whatever it was, you know, this is going to equalize that property tax evaluation, and we're going to get you some money back on the property taxes, period. And, oh, by the way, if we're short at all, we'll just take it out of the refund you would have had coming anyways.
Well, just like Polis to get reelected, told us he was responsible for getting us our Tabor refunds early.
Yeah.
You know, those were coming to us regardless.
That's right.
Him getting up to us early was nothing more than a ploy to gain additional votes to get himself reelected.
Correct.
But another thing I want to have complained about here a little bit is, of course, we're in Pride Month. Okay. We're going to be bombarded over and over and over through media, advertising. Everywhere you go, it's going to be Pride Month, Pride Month, Pride Month. That's fine. You know, what your choice of sexual persuasion, I don't really care. But why do we give people like that a month of recognition for their sexual persuasion?
Good question.
We went down to the Fort Logan National Cemetery for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Why do we get one day of a year to honor the people that fought for this country, fought for the freedoms that we have, fought so that we weren't being run by Germans or Japanese in this country. People that died for this country, they get one day a week. And yet the Pride people seem to think they get 30 days of recognition. I don't get it.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. And furthermore, if it was a white Pride Month or a male white Pride Month, there'd be a major to-do, Craig. And I'm with you. I mean, first of all, whatever. Go live your life. I'm fine. You know, if you wanna, you know, be gay, that's your prerogative. You know, I really don't care one way or the other. You know, but you know, no offense. Go live your life, and we don't need to celebrate it all month long. No more than I need to celebrate the fact that I'm a white male. I mean, at the end of the day, Craig, you live your life, I'll live mine, and we'll get along just fine. And by the way, I think there's a lot in that community. I know this for a fact. There's a lot in that community that would agree with what you and I are saying, that really don't even want this month-long quote-unquote celebration. They just want to live life like the rest of us and just go about their business. I don't think it's all of them that feel this way.
Well, yeah.
It's a select few, just like the transgender end of things. It's a select few that are getting all this recognition.
Right. Well, I understand the Bud Light fiasco with the transgender dude on the can is still has repercussions for Bud Light, you know, people that work for the company who are not responsible for the decisions of management, they're getting harassed, they're getting the middle finger, they're getting honked at, I understand.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure the delivery drivers who, by the way, there's some good men and women out there that have probably worked for, but you know, Anheuser-Busch for a very long time and probably have no intention of leaving because there's retirement and other things there that really don't even allow them that opportunity. I mean, yes, anybody can quit and go someplace else, Craig, but you know, you and I both know you get to a point in a company where you've been there long enough, you've built some stamina, you've got some savings, you've got some retirement and so on. You're not just going to leave on a whim. And it's not their fault that this is happening.
Right. And another thing, a testimony to the fact that a lot of people are very stupid. Driving eastbound on I-70 yesterday, and it was raining really, really hard. And I saw four slide-offs from hydroplaning from about Tower Road all the way to Bennett. There were four slide-offs.
Wow.
So I stayed in the right lane. I dropped my speed down to 65 and 70. Figured that was plenty fast for the conditions.
Yep.
Because visibility wasn't. It was raining so hard the visibility wasn't even good, and it was kind of foggy. And people are – do you think it would register with people in the left lane doing 85 and 90 that the reason those people are in the median or off to the right in the mud being pulled out by a tow truck is because they were hydroplaning?
Yeah, and what they also don't realize, Craig, is the lighter the car and the less tread you have on it, the easier it's going to do what you just said.
Oh, yeah, I saw Mustangs,
yep.
Some hot shots.
The lighter the car, the wider the tire, the less tread those tires have, the more the more of an opportunity there is for you to be in the ditch.
But, again, just like, you know, driving for the conditions in the wintertime when the roads are icy, you want to maybe back off your speed a little bit. People have just no comprehension of why they're seeing people in the ditch.
Yeah, you often wonder, is it folks that just don't know how to drive? Have they not been in these type of conditions before? You know, do they come from a climate where this just doesn't happen a lot? Craig, I don't know the answers to that stuff. I wish I did.
Yeah,
many transplants here that I can't answer that.
Well, you get a lot of travelers, you know, this time of the year.
That too.
Your wife said, I did see a lot of out-of-state plates, but I'm sure it rains hard in Missouri and Kansas just like it does here, so...
It does, although I will say this, and I think you can attest to this, I doubt those other states, given the fact that their roads are in better conditions than ours, they don't have the ruts and the pooling of water in certain lanes like we do in Colorado, especially the area that you're talking about, because they do a better job with their roads than we do.
Well, another example, this morning they had some crews out there throwing in some asphalt into those, you know, chunks of concrete that are missing in the interstate. And... yeah, we've had, you know, CDOT workers killed in the line of duty. And these guys are out there risking their lives, and people wouldn't slow down. They wouldn't hardly yield to these guys.
Wow.
And I ask, my question then is, where is State Patrol? Why do we not have some flashing lights or something in front of those guys, you know, to give them some kind of protection? Because you know, I was in the left lane. There was two lanes available, and then there was the lane that they were passing. People were going around them, and I slowed down so that if people in that right lane wanted to, you know, get over and give these guys some room to work without being buzzed, I've got a guy in a Ford Explorer tailgating me, flashing his brights at me to get the heck out of the way, when the reason I slowed down in the first place is because we've got people working on the side of the road. And, I mean, they really weren't in the side of the road. They were in the lane of the highway patching the stuff. And these people, again, the stupidity of people in an automobile, I don't know.
I know. I don't get it. Craig, appreciate you, man. Got to run to a break. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Got another half an hour left. No more guests. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, something you want to add into some of the different topics we've covered today, it's, you know, really, you name it. I can talk about anything. I've got some things I'll get to as well. But if there's something on your mind you want to talk about, please let me know. 303-477-5600. And again, one last reminder today, make sure if you're going to appeal your property taxes, that is done by Thursday. It either has to be turned into the office at the assessor's, you know, the assessor's office by Thursday, be done online by Thursday, or if you're going to mail it in, you've got to mail it and have it postmarked by Thursday. That's the 8th, so it has to be done by then, or you're out of luck. There's no going back. They're not going to do anything if they don't receive it by then. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to your heating, air conditioning, electrical, you name it. Don't forget to ask about the Quiet Cool system. Find them at klzradio.com.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your Quiet Cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Golden Eagle Financial, as I said earlier, there's some changes coming from, you know, really everybody's job, their employer, and so on in the state of Colorado when it comes to your future retirement. Talk to Al Smith about all of that, how that may or may not affect you. 303-744-1128.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial is the coach you must have to prepare your retirement for any contingency. For more than 30 years, Al has seen retirement plans interrupted by the need for long-term care, sudden unexpected emergencies, divorce, or many other things that can stop you from enjoying your retirement. Al Smith knows that there's a 50% chance that you'll need long-term care at some point during your retirement and a 25% chance that the care will be for longer than a year and a half. These statistics are why Al works so hard to make sure that you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Al also knows that people often don't consider these events until it's too late to overcome them. Be informed and prepared for a successful, enjoyable retirement. Use Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Don't wait any longer. Schedule a short introduction at klzradio.com/money to strategize your retirement dream.
All right, High Five Plumbing. Again, we talked to Levi, the owner, in the 3 o'clock hour, and they can even help you when it comes to flooding in your basement, maybe coming through the window well. They can actually put pumps in those areas to help you extract that water so you don't have those issues. They can also help you with the sump pump in general. So whatever you need, give High Five a call, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-5 or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
Setbacks, resolve, no need to worry at all. Call High Five to this. Call High Five to this.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
All right, I wasn't going to do this, but since it's here and explain again and again. I know I've done this in the past, so some of you that have heard me, I guess you can tune out for just a few minutes. If you haven't heard me, then listen and I'll explain how to appeal your property taxes. I've got some questions coming in on this right now on the text line and not just from one. So evidently we've got folks, and I should always remember this, just because we did it once on air doesn't mean everybody out there was able to listen in and hear that, and you still have plenty of time to do this. So I'll go ahead and take some time right now and explain this. Now, I also will explain this probably a little differently than I did last time, because there's a few things I've learned in doing the, I guess I've done five of these so far. So helped a family member with one. I have four of my own. I still have one more left to go. And because I've got commercial property and so on, I've done a lot of these. And I've not done them in just one county. So let's see. So far, I've done Summit, Jeffco, Boulder, and Broomfield. So I've done four different counties so far. And each county is a little bit different. So I will say that I live in Jeffco. It was the easiest. So if you live in Jeffco, everything you need is right on the website. You can appeal it online. They make it really simple. They give you even a nice mapping system whereby you can see the comparable homes that have sold in the time period you need to find, which is all explained on the website, and it's from June of 20 to June of 2022. So if you find comparable sales outside of that, they don't count. So if you find some that are earlier in that, it won't count. So you got to find that two-year window. And again, Jeffco does a really good job of helping you with where are those sales in relation to your home. You can then look at what do those homes look like, square footage, age, all those different things. And that gets figured into what you're going to do to appeal your value. Now, first things first, you have to come up with a reason as to why you're appealing. Now, that one's pretty self-explanatory if you ask me. My answer was, you used a computer to figure out what my values are. There's been no thought process into each individual home and the values of. I'm appealing it because the value is way too high. And I even said in my case, I could never sell this property for what you have it valued at. Plain and simple, it's too high. And I'm not exaggerating when I said that. Every property evaluation I've had, I would be lucky. In fact, I would love to have somebody offer me the money they're trying to assess me at when it comes to the property taxes on every single property I have. And I mean that sincerely. So that was my answer as to why am I appealing. You're too high. I'm appealing it because you didn't evaluate my property correctly. Here's what I'm going to do in return. So now you have to come up with, what is your value? How do you come up? And by the way, it can't be arbitrary. You have to figure, okay, what am I doing to come up with this evaluation? What are the other comparable homes that I have found that sold during that time frame that are like mine? And what does that make mine worth? Now, there's some realtors out there that will help you with this, but frankly, you don't need it. This isn't rocket science. You can pretty much look at the area that you live in, the comparable homes that sold during that time, and get a per square foot value of what they sold for and apply it to yours. So if the per square foot value in your area is $225 and you have 2,000 square feet, it makes your home worth $425,000. Okay? You just do the math along those lines. And, by the way, you don't get any ups for, oh, I've got better landscaping than the other house, or I have this, and, you know. No, it's finished square foot, period. I don't care that you have a hot tub and a covered porch and the other one doesn't. Because, by the way, the appraiser that appraises your house doesn't care, and I can sure as heck tell you the assessor doesn't care either. Doesn't matter. Well, I just redid my driveway. The other guy didn't. I should have a better evaluation. No, that doesn't matter in this case. In fact, if you have some known discrepancies with your house that make it worth less than the houses that sold, i.e., you know the homes that sold had their kitchens completely redone because you could see the pictures online from the sale and you know they did and yours isn't. Those are areas where you can say, okay, the home that sold is brand new, mine's 30 years old. So this is a lot of common sense in just knowing that, okay, my home's 30 years old, these were brand new, and yes, a brand new house in most cases is going to bring more dollars than the one that's 30 years old because of the warranties and the upkeep and so on and so forth. So just look at the homes around you that have sold and what the values were of what they sold at to come up with what yours is worth. You can't just pick a number, by the way, because if you go to appeal this and you don't like the way it comes back and you want to appeal the appeal, take it to a higher level and end up in front of they're not magistrates, but basically a referee. If you want to go in front of the referee and dispute your values of what the county is giving you versus what you feel it's worth, you better be able to back up your numbers is my point. You can't just pick a number out of the sky. So do some math and figure out what you feel yours is worth and why. And by the way, save your calculations. Get them on a piece of paper, keep them together, put them in a file. Here's what I evaluated my house at and why. And by the way, you can use that on down the road as well, so I would go ahead and keep that. So you determine, number one, why are you appealing? Number two, what's your house worth? And you do that based upon these other properties you have found that have sold in that time frame that then become your comparables that you're going to put into the forms they give you. You can download the form and fill it out by hand. A lot of counties, you can do that online. However you decide to do it. Now, in my case, I can only do one online. The rest of them, because Boulder County's system wasn't working properly when I went to do theirs, I couldn't do it online because their system is all screwed up. I had to do it by hand and mail it, which went out today. Not hard. You just are filling out a form. Again, none of this is hard one way or the other. If you can do it online, of course, it's much easier because it's just done that way. But if you have to do it and fill it out and send it in, it's not that hard either. They all have a form you can download, print, and then fill in. And it's a one-page form. Now, sorry, one page to fill out. Most of them are two pages. The second page is just giving you all of the definitions of what's on the first page. So all you have to do is follow the instructions as to what's on that sheet of paper that you're filling out and fill it in accordingly. Here's why I'm appealing it. Here's the value of my house. Here's the three different comparables I found during that time. And by the way, they'll all ask you, what were the sale dates? What was the address? And what did they sell for? And you don't have to put anything else down other than that. When did they sell? What's the address? And what was the price? And then, again, you just put that into your little synopsis of what's on the page. You get it all filled out. You sign it, seal it, mail it, done. And as long as it's postmarked by Thursday night, you're fine. Midnight Thursday night. Or you can drop it off at your assessor's office. And all of that, again, is online. And if you ever want to know where do I find the assessor's website, if you're in Douglas County, you would just type in Douglas County, Colorado Assessor. And Google will give you the top line. There it is. True with any county. I live in Elbert County. I live in Adams County. I live in Aurora. I live in Denver. Whatever it happens to be, you would just go ahead and put in that information, and it'll give you where the assessor's website is. Once you get there, all of them I've been to so far, big, bold letters. Here's how to appeal your property taxes. There's a link literally sitting right there for you to click on that will then walk you through everything I've just told you. Now, like JD said earlier, there are people that will do this for you. And the way they do it is if they get you a $1,000 reduction in your property taxes, and yes, yeah, some have gone up that much. Some have gone up way more than that, by the way. But let's say that it's going to go up $1,000. They'll keep like 15% of that, so it's going to cost you $150. You get the remainder. Now, keep in mind, it's going to be that for the next several years until it's reevaluated. So it's still not a bad deal, but you don't have to spend the money if you just do the steps I mentioned a moment ago, and it's not that hard. Now, here's where it gets a little bit more difficult, and I probably should... I'm okay. Let me finish this up before I take a break. Some of the counties are making this, I believe, more difficult on purpose than it needs to be. Again, I said Jeffco is easy. Boulder, for example, because it's the People's Republic of Boulder. Boulder County didn't have any of the mapping things that Jeffco had, even though they're sister counties. I had to literally download a sales sheet compilation of Boulder County and the properties that all sold in Boulder County in a particular time frame. Now, what you have to be careful of is this. I didn't catch this until I was into it for a little bit. And I'm like, wait a minute, these values don't seem right. The sales don't seem right. That's because they had adjusted the sale from 2020 into today's prices. So I had to go look up what the actual sale price was myself because it wasn't on the sheet that I had acquired from the county. In my opinion, very deceptive. But every sale in a county is public record, and you can find out what the house sold for. You go to a little search tool that's on the assessor's website, type in literally just the address, not even the street name. If it's 1152, whatever, whatever, whatever street, you just type in 1152, and they'll give you all the 1152s in the county. Pick the one that you know you're looking for, click on it, it'll give you all the poop on that particular, all of the, little poop sheet, if you would, on that particular house, the sale, who bought it, what did it sell for, blah, blah, blah. And it'll tell you everything you need to know to put on your appeal form. And I used the exact numbers the house sold in that time frame, not their goofy adjusted numbers. Not using their numbers. I'm fighting their numbers. Why would I use them as a reference? So I had to do that same thing in Summit County, in Broomfield County, and actually Boulder County. So actually, of the four counties I did, only one made it easy. The rest of them, I had to go find my information myself. Off of the public record compilation of all the sales that happened in that time frame I was looking for. Now, the other thing you need to be careful of is you can't go pick, let's say you're in Douglas County and you find something in one end of the county that's opposite of where you live. That's probably not going to help you. Because the appeal officer is going to come back and say, wait a minute, that's not even in the same area. We're not going to allow that. You got to find something that is a similar likeness to your property and somewhat close by. So if you live in a two-bedroom condo, two-bedroom townhouse, go find another two-bedroom townhouse nearby. It can't be across town. If you have a four-bedroom, 5,000-square-foot house, go find similar four-bedroom, 5,000-square-foot houses or as close as you can find to that in your area, but you can't be 10 miles away. And some of the counties are big. Boulder County, for example, goes all the way to the Continental Divide, all the way east to Erie. You can't find a home up in Nederland that's, off the beaten path and compare it to what you've got in West Erie. Two completely different areas of the county, and they're not comparable. So you have to find comps, just like a realtor would when they're going to sell your home, as to what your value is based upon what that market was doing in that two-year time frame. So if you have any other questions on that, ask me, text me, email me, however you want to do it. I'll help you walk through it. You've got the rest of tonight, Monday, all day Tuesday, Wednesday, and all day Thursday. So really, you've got about 4.25 days to get this done, or your time will elapse, and you're not going to be able to do it. I hope I've explained it well enough. If any of you have any questions, feel free to ask me. I'll do my best to answer them. I try to make this as simple as possible. It's hard when everything's not in front of me where I can just sit with somebody and guide them through it. I hope I did a good job for you all, but it's not that hard to appeal it, and every single one of you listening needs to. Everyone needs to appeal their property taxes. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to your vehicle, by the way, they're there to help you. Sean and the guys would love to have your service and help you with your vehicle, your needs of that vehicle, keeping it on the road as long as possible and saving you money. 303-841-1071.
Summer is time for graduations, road trips, and car problems. You can rest easy because AAA Certified Extreme Auto Repair offers free pre-trip vehicle inspections for you and your family's safety. During the spring and summer when temps fluctuate, the parts on your car expand and retract, making them lose grip on the parts to which they connect. This can mean that your vehicle may run fine on your way out of town, but you could be in big trouble down the road. Batteries lose charge in extreme hot or cold temps. Brakes can lose grip under the increased strain. Fluids can get backed up or coagulate. Belts, hoses, and the cooling system need inspected. Any number of other things could go wrong. Extreme Auto's ASE certified master mechanics will advise you on anything that they see that looks questionable and recommend fixes to you with no pressure or obligation to fix the problem there. An appointment is needed for the inspection, so head over to klzradio.com/extreme or call them at 303-841-1071 to schedule yours today.
All right, Flesh Beck, Flesh Law Firm, I should say, Kevin Flesh, my attorney, and he would love to help you with any needs that you've got. In fact, some of what we talked about earlier with JD and getting backed into and all of that, JD didn't need an attorney, luckily. But hey, if you end up in a situation where you need some representation, that's what Kevin does. 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Back. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
One more tool, by the way, when it comes to this appeal process is you need any help with evaluating your home and its value. The ladies at K&R Home Transition, Robin and Kat, they would both be willing to help you. We've talked to them personally, so I know very well that they would do that. So if you have any questions, and I didn't do all of that well enough, call them. They can walk you through some of this as well. K&R Home Transition, 720-437-8210.
You need to sell your home, but it needs some remodeling. That sounds simple. All you need to do is source contractors, research the market to find out what buyers are looking for, direct the work to be done, hire someone to clean up the mess, do the work, shoot photography and list the home, negotiate with buyers, make concessions, and redo some of the work you already did. Oh, okay, that doesn't sound very simple. But there is a better option. You can hire Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions and let them partner with ReUp to handle the updates without paying a dime up front. ReUp will remodel your home based on what will sell and increase value. They will do the work, clean the mess, and Kat and Robin will market and list the home to sell fast. K&R will help you navigate the process start to finish. You can let them do the work and enjoy the additional cash you make from selling a highly marketable home faster than you could have. Go to klzradio.com/home to learn more about K&R Home Transitions and ReUp.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, a couple more questions came in, by the way. Somebody said, what if my appraisal is higher than what the property tax assessment currently is, even though that's gone up? I don't care what the appraisal is. Not one and the same. An appraisal, takes into all sorts of things that the assessment does not. So don't worry. Again, they're taken into, you know, what kind of landscaping do you have? What have you done here? What have you done there? Blah, blah, blah. We're not worried about that. Okay, the assessment doesn't take any of that into consideration. So you're going to go find, by the way, the lowest. I should have said this earlier. We're not looking for the highest comps. This is not to raise the value of your property. We want to lower it as much as we can. And you do that by finding the cheapest comps in your area, not the highest comps. Now, somebody also said, what if there's none in my neighborhood? Great question. Go find the ones that are the closest to your neighborhood that you can. You may not find, I had this situation helping a family member out. Now, you may not find any right in your neighborhood. That's fine. Find some that are close and that are like properties. Again, we're not going to go do square footage on a brand new $1 million home when you're living in a $400,000 townhouse. They're not one and the same. If you're in a three-bedroom townhouse, go find another three-bedroom townhouse in your area that's close to yours in the valuations of. Even if it's not in the same complex or same area that you're in, go find one close by. And that's where it gets a little bit tricky. You need to know your area and what the different neighborhoods are called. And if you want to know how that works, there's a legend on the websites of the counties that will tell you these particular neighborhoods and where they're at. And by the way, there's always a map as well. So you can always plug in the address of that particular house. You can do that with Google, even for that matter. Just plug in the address and it'll take you right to where that neighborhood is. You can determine how far away from your house is that house you're looking at for a comp. By the way, all great questions. So if you've got any more of those, I know we're going to end the show here in a few minutes, but if you have any more questions like that, it'll take me a little while to drive home, but I'll answer those through the night and even tomorrow morning. So if you have other questions along these lines on how to do this appeal, let me know. Now, some of you may have found that property value actually went down. Don't think there's too many of you out there that's happened with, but if that's the case, fine. Don't need to do anything. One last thing. If you're a senior, every county in the area has the ability to help you with your property taxes owed, the valuation of, when you get to a certain age. All of that is also explained on the website, and you need to apply for that if you haven't already and get that senior exemption when it comes to your property tax. It doesn't exempt you from property taxes, but it lowers them by being older, okay? And just go look at the county website and it'll explain it. I don't have enough time to do all that right now, but you'll find it there. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Dave Bancroft would love to help you with your windows and doors and all the needs you have there, and he'll help you out with whatever type of a discount he's got going on right now. Call and ask, 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors is driven to serve you better than any other window company, ensuring they do what's right for your home and your budget. Owner Dave Bancroft will meet with you to review your window and door ideas while working within your budget. Veteran Windows and Doors wants you to be in the driver's seat from the first meeting to the installation. Veteran's website portal is designed for the customer with 24/7 support and scheduling. Their customers tell them how refreshing it is to get responses from Dave, not a service center. Dave creates a detailed job report before his team steps into your home. He plans by taking precise measurements and remains in contact with you throughout the project. He takes before and after pictures to ensure your satisfaction, and these are available to you in the website portal. For unmatched customer service you can afford, go to klzradio.com/window and schedule your new windows and doors. klzradio.com/window.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for today, folks. Have a great evening. Be safe out there. And again, if you have any questions when it comes to the appeal process on your property taxes, be sure to reach out and I'll do my best to help you. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com. You can send me an email or the text line, 307-200-8222. We'll be back tomorrow. Andy and I will be. Have a great night. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.